Welcome inside Cleveland Browns training camp. Day number 6 in the books here, wrapping up a full week of padded practices in Berea. Some good plays today. The offense had some nice touchdowns in the red zone. Nate Burleson with a toe tapper on the back line. We saw Josh Aubrey come up with a beautiful one-handed interception as well in the team drills. The team seemed to be having a lot of fun out there today, and it concluded in a very fun and high-energy way as Coach Mike Pettine devised a new competition for the orange jerseys as punts were kicked by Spencer Lanning to coaches on the offense and defensive side. The defense put the ball on the ground. The offense will wear the orange jerseys on Monday. The big attention, though, also focused on tomorrow's Family Day scrimmage in Akron, and we caught up with Nate Burleson and Joe Hayden about tomorrow's game.
It's a game. You know, I try to wake up every day and view this as a game. I get dressed like it's a game. I hype myself up as it's a game, and I prepare myself as it's a game. So tomorrow, being that we are going to scrimmage, going to get some live thud, DBs are going to be fired up, and I guarantee I'm going to have my boys ready. So it's going to be exciting, man. Just give the fans a little bit of a preview of what we're going to do this year.
We're really excited, man. You know, we've been working extremely hard, offense and defense, and just to be able to go out there and execute, I mean, against our offense and get to show the fans, you know what I'm saying, what we've really been working on and how the bigger picture that we've been trying to put together is starting to come together.
Obviously, the wide receivers and the DBs are looking to get after it tomorrow at InfoCision Stadium, but Craig Robertson's a linebacker who seems to be a natural fit in this scheme of defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. We talked to him about family day, the fun at practice, and the physicality that this linebacking group's going to bring.
It's always good to get some live action, especially in front of our, we're going to have a big fan base there, 25,000 people. That's going to be excited. Everyone loud for the dog pound.
This linebacker group seems to be excelling day after day in practice. Yeah. You're one of the veteran statesmen now in that group. How do you feel about this defense and how you're fitting in right now?
Man, I feel good, man, about the whole room. You know, we got leadership in Carlos and us. I even count myself as a young guy compared to Carlos. And even all the young guys are stepping up, making plays. And most importantly, we're all being more physical. You know, it's a downhill mentality with us now.
Well, that'll do it from this week in Berea. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow in Akron for the Family Day scrimmage at InfoCision Stadium. The Browns will be off on Sunday, return to practice Monday, and the offense will finally be wearing those orange jerseys. I'm Nathan Zagura. This is Inside Browns Training Camp. Stay right here on ClevelandBrowns.com for my one-on-one interview with last year's number one pick, Barkevious Mingo, as well as head coach Mike Pettine's post-practice press conference. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, and you can get Inside Browns Training Camp in one place only right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.